From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, animal communicator Amelia Kincaid joins us. Looking forward to that. Just back from Everett, Washington, our sold-out show. Just fantastic. Great coast-to-coast family listeners up there, friends. Just fantastic. And a lady by the name of Martha handed me a note as I was leaving the meet and greet. I want to read part of it to you. It says, George, please prayers for my daughter, Heather. She disappeared with her boyfriend 7 years ago. No one's heard from her. She got rid of all her online traffic and shut down any social media. I pray for her safety, her strength, and her return. Thank you, loyal listener, Martha. Martha, we will pray. She will be, Heather will be 30 this year, she says. Her heart breaks. So whatever you can do, say a little prayer, and we'll see. Hopefully this has a happy ending to it. Here's what's happening. Two major health organizations have issued a statement advocating for the implementation of a tax on sugary drinks as a mean to curb consumption among children and young adults. They say on the average, children are consuming more than 30 gallons of sugary drinks every year, according to a pediatrician. They say this is enough to fill a bathtub, and it doesn't even include added sugars from food. Very dangerous. President Donald Trump says his enemies who did evil and treacherous and treasonous things will be under scrutiny after he was absolved of colluding with Russia. Speaking in the Oval Office, he said no other president should have to be investigated over a false narrative. He spoke a day after the Attorney General released a summary of the special counsel Robert Mueller's completed report. It clears Mr. Trump of conspiring with Russia to steal the U.S. 2016 election. But the long-awaited report stops short of exonerating Mr. Trump of obstruction of justice. But U.S. Attorney General William Barr ruled there was no evidence requiring prosecution on the obstruction issue. One of our regular guests who's been away a long, long time, Dr. Jerome Corsi with us. His latest book is called Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. He was one person who was in the middle of all of this, but he is okay now and clear. That must be a relief for you and your wife, Jerry.
George, it's tremendous to be back with you, and I can't tell you how relieved my wife and I, the whole family, are that I'm now vindicated, I'm exonerated. I have no more worries of being indicted. It was like a whole new day again when we heard on Friday and Saturday the final results of the Mueller investigation, and there were going to be no more indictments. We all just kind of really got down on our knees and prayed and thanked God.
Yeah, absolutely. How much are you in the hole now legally? In terms of legal fees?
Oh, George, $200,000 minimum, and mounting, because it's not over yet. We have the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee have both asked for documents, and you know, I'm sure they're going to subpoena me to testify. So it's continuing, and the legal bills continue to mount. We raised some money on CorsiNation.com, but and I published this book, Silent No More, which I wrote as I was going through the experience. It's climbing in the charts, and hopefully we'll have some time to talk about it on the show. It's controversial in that I really lay out day by day what it was like to go through this inquisition, and it was a horror show where the Department of Justice presented me with a plea bid. They wanted me to signed to say I had lied to them. I refused to accept their plea deal, and they did not indict me, which meant that they wanted me to plead to a crime they couldn't prove I committed.
Now, this whole investigation lasting about 2 years cost what, all of us, $40 million, something
probably
like
about
that?
$40 million. Jeez. And, you know, when it's disrupted the presidency of President Trump now to no avail. I mean, the no collusion conclusion was stunning after all this investigation and all the hoopla that had been from the mainstream media day after day, the drumbeat of Russian collusion, and there was none on the part of the Trump administration or campaign. I mean, that's stunning.
I'm curious why Mueller did not simply say, you know, he's absolved of everything. He basically said that he's not exonerated. What did he mean by that? Do you know?
Well, it's really not Mueller's role to exonerate. It was his investigation that should have produced there's this evidence or there's that evidence, or he could have recommended a prosecution. Basically, Mueller's report amounts to a declination letter in saying that they cannot go forward and recommend prosecution, even on obstruction. It wasn't Mueller's job to exonerate anyone. That was really an overstep.
He merely should have said, you know, we do not find any evidence of obstruction of justice, and that was it. That's where it should have ended.
He did not recommend prosecution on obstruction of justice. That's a declination letter, and certainly the Attorney General Barr took it as such and made the decision, which was really the Department of Justice's decision, which is to prosecute. The FBI and a special counselor's job is to investigate and recommend whether there's evidence or not evidence to proceed with a prosecution or an indictment. Mueller did not recommend any indictments. It was a declination letter, which amounted to exonerating President Trump on both counts, and then with Attorney General Gray doing what he did, it's a complete exoneration.
Well, I'm glad we have you back, Jerry, and, you know, thank God that you escaped quite well with this situation.
Well, George, my love and prayers go out to you and to the whole team from coast to coast and to the wide and wonderful coast to coast audience across the nation, across the world. I've been with you, George, more times than I can remember, more years, and thank God I'm going to be able to be with you again.
Yep, let's build your life back together, okay?
Thank you, George.
That's Dr. Jerome Corsi, his website, CorsiNation.com, part of our Twitter feed at CoastToCoastAM.com. Michael Avenatti, the former attorney for the adult film star Stormy Daniels, has been accused by federal prosecutors in New York of operating an old-fashioned shakedown by trying to extort between $15 and $25 million from the sports apparel giant Nike, part of a string of bombshell claims against the celebrity lawyer. Avenatti, who briefly considered a bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, also was charged with wire fraud and bank fraud in a separate case out of California. Prosecutors said that he tried to extort Nike by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict substantial financial and reputational harm on the company if his demands were not met. We'll see how that unfolds. Apple is making movies, TV shows, and a credit card. CEO Tim Cook says that's what they're going to do. They're going to get involved in producing their own lineup of films, TV shows, streaming video services, and also a digital credit card. Interesting how that grows. A British Airways flight takes off in the wrong direction and lands 525 miles away from where it was supposed to land. Everybody's okay. Stephen Cates is with us, though. He's our astronomer, Dr. Sky. Hey, Stephen, what do you have for us this week?
Hi there, George. And, of course, with all things above our heads, we begin with space. And all is well, just a quick update, with the Japanese Hayabusa 2 spacecraft. It's imaging and sampling this tiny asteroid known as Ryugu. The asteroid is actually diamond-shaped, 1 kilometer in diameter. It's on a collection mission, George, to actually return material to the Earth from this amazing pre-creation of the solar system object known as an asteroid. But on the April 5th date, the craft will attempt to fire a 5-pound projectile at the asteroid to create a small crater and hopefully look and see what's deep inside the mystery of asteroids. We move on to astronomy, George. The last major total solar eclipse, which you and I both got to see, and many Coast listeners, in August of 2017, is naturally etched in our minds. But how about a new one, George? The next total solar eclipse of the sun, naturally, that makes sense, is about 100 days away. Mark the date. If you're a traveler, July the 2nd of this year, visible in Argentina and, of course, southern Chile and also in the South Pacific. It'll last for 2 minutes and 20 seconds. This particular eclipse, if you're in southern Argentina and Chile, the sun will appear, let's say, in Chile over the ocean some 15 degrees high, a magnificent sight to see. But, folks, and George, the next big one in America, mark the date of April 8th. 2024. We wrap it up with the live sky. Here's a great thing to see, George. Take a look, folks, into the southern sky. Any clear evening this week, the brilliant star Sirius, the brightest of all the nighttime stars in the sky, only 8.6 light years away. Here's some factoids about it. It's an incredible star, a blue star, 2 times the mass of the sun, 25 times more luminous. And the light that you see of this particular star, Sirius, amazing, left in August of 2010. Sirius is also the home of the second white dwarf star ever to be discovered, Sirius B. And get a load of this as we close. Its mass is 1.02 times the mass of the sun, but it's only the size of the Earth. That makes a lot of that material super heavy. Dr. Sky reminds everyone, of course, George, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies and email me at drsky@cox.net.
Thank you, Dr. Sky. You know, perhaps even more than red meat, coffee, or wine, egg yolks seem to elicit debate over whether they're a power-packed source of vitamins and protein or a heart attack fuse just waiting to happen. A new study published in JAMA takes the latter position. After analyzing data on nearly 30,000 adults from 6 studies spanning 31 years of follow-up, the researchers have concluded that eating 300 milligrams of dietary cholesterol per day, that's about one egg yolk, in comparison provides 185 milligrams, raises incidence of cardiovascular disease by 17% and early death by any cause by 18%. They say eating just 3 to 4 eggs a week was associated with a 6% higher risk of cardiovascular disease and an 8% higher risk of any cause of death. They say if you eat 2 eggs per day, you'd be boosting your risk of cardiovascular disease by 27% and your risk of early death by 34%. That's their study. Now, a person who advocates eating eggs and lots of them is Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. So we're going to get his take on this study and talk about many other things and take your calls all night. In just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, just to give you a head start, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, where people are there to help give you information. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We will start phone calls, by the way, in about 10, 15 minutes with Doc Wallach, and then all of next hour. Doc is one of our, of course, lead sponsors of the program, just loves what we do here from criticalhealthnews.com. He and Ben Fuchs join us every 3 weeks, each one, and we talk about health-related issues. Our website is criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call where there are people there to help you and give you information, many of the things you'll hear the doc talk about tonight, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach has been associated with Critical Health News for some time now. He has written numerous publications that have been peer-reviewed, and he's conducted, geez, I can't count. How many autopsies, Doc?
Over 38,000.
Well, now, let's talk about this study. And when it came out, you're the first person I thought about because you love eggs, you advocate eggs, and you eat a lot of eggs yourself.
An egg today.
And they say that if you eat 3 to 4 eggs a week, you've got a 6% higher risk of cardiovascular disease and an 8% higher risk of dying. What do you think?
Well, these are the same people, George, that said some 100 years ago that plagues and epidemics were caused by ticked-off gods sitting on Mars punishing people for not burning enough pigs to sacrifice to them. These are the same people who, according to Johns Hopkins, a medical school very famous in Baltimore, Maryland, not me, just a couple of years ago, the medical doctors, just from simple mistakes in hospitals, killed 251,000 patients a year in America. That's 1 million patients every 4 years in their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. Now, it turns out it's not the eggs that cause the plaque in the arteries and heart attacks. Is what you cook the eggs in. If you soft boil them, if you poach them, if you soft scramble them in butter, you're home free. Now, when you look at cholesterol, which doctors like to blame all this stuff on with, again, plaque in the arteries and heart attacks, the Inuit Eskimos above the Arctic Circle, this has been a study running for 25 years. They have the highest rate of total cholesterol of any culture on Earth. 350 to 500 is their cholesterol level. Doctors want you below 200. The Inuit Eskimos are 350 to 500, okay? They have the lowest rate of heart attacks and strokes in the world. In 1970, I published a study on wild sheep from North Africa, mm-hmm. Atlas Mountains, that died of 90% plaque in their arteries. Now, wait a minute.
They're not eating eggs?
No, they're not eating eggs. They're not eating butter. They're not eating animal fat or bacon or anything like that. They're living on grain and grass clippings and hay. Well, it turns out that the wheat germ oil in the grain oxidized and turned into trans fats, which inflamed their arteries and caused the plaque in the arteries. I couldn't get it published in the United States. The medical journals laughed at me. I couldn't get it published in the veterinary journals of the United States because they inquired to the medical journals because it was so confusing to them. So I had to have it published in a Danish medical journal, and they even gave me an English summary to go along with their Danish summary. So it got published in 1970. I'm the first one to show that cholesterol is your best friend, and trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, which are oxidized oils, are your worst enemy. They're the things that cause the plaque in the arteries, not the cholesterol in the eggs.
Well, I've got a friend who went and got a cholesterol checkup a couple months ago, and her results were very low. Low cholesterol, the doctor went crazy. He said, this is worse than high cholesterol. Having low cholesterol, they said, was no good.
Well, yeah, when you have low cholesterol, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is caused by medical doctors writing prescriptions for statin drugs. Statin drugs and doctors telling you to get on egg beaters instead of eggs, margarine instead of butter, Crisco, which is made from cottonseed oil instead of lard, those things will actually cause you to have Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is caused by an oxidation of the white matter of the brain, which makes up 75% of the brain weight, and is almost 100% cholesterol. If your total cholesterol is below 200, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease.
Now, I'm going to point out, too, that to your defense here, that they say the results of previous research suggest the opposite, that finding eggs are not linked to increased risks of cardiovascular disease, and also some experts raise concerns about this specific study with eggs.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not the eggs, it's what you cook the eggs in. If you boil them in water or you simmer them at low heat with butter, no problem. But if you cook them in olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, if you cook them in margarine or cottonseed oil, which is like Crisco kind of stuff, which is what most people do, well, guess what? You're going to get plaque in the arteries. It's not because of the eggs. It's because of the heated oils.
What if you make scrambled eggs, but you don't use butter or oils? You just use milk or whatever you use it with.
Yeah, you could use milk or water. That's fine.
Super. Now, here's another story here about drinking Coke or Diet Coke every day could increase your risk of dying young, according to experts. They say two cans of regular Coke increases the risk of early death from heart disease by a third. What do you think of that one?
Well, that's true because you have to appreciate it's a diuretic, okay, because of the caffeine and sugar in there, and you urinate out what nutrients you have floating around your bloodstream. And if you're not supplementing, and of course, I have a wonderful CD out, which I love to push. There was just a kid, 21 years old, from Georgia Tech, died 2 days ago. He's a big football player, defensive lineman, and he just got done with the practice and dropped dead. One of 25,000 kids in America each year, George,
yeah,
to die under the age of 20 from this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. Dr. Milan, my wife, and I, together, in 6 weeks, we did 1,700 autopsies on kid in Qishan province, China, that died of this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, the thing that kills these kids, is caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. And when you're drinking these soft drinks with all the sugar and the caffeine, it drives these nutrients out of your bloodstream. Supplementation is necessary. Exercise without supplementation is suicide. People, especially young kids, need to listen to that CD over and over and over. And again, the medical doctors have it all wrong. They have it all wrong. It's just very, very scary. In fact, I'm actually beating my chest and jumping up and down and claiming now I have eliminated crib death and sudden infant death syndrome. It has gone to zero. And all the states are scratching their heads saying, we don't know why, but crib death has vanished from our state. And that's because of all the work I've been doing since 1978 when I proposed the cause of crib death. And I used to say, you may remember from listening to my audio cassette tapes, the reason why they call Similac Similac is it lacked everything. It only had four minerals in it. none of which were the ones to prevent crib death. Well, in 2013, they put, by law, because of me badgering them, they put that nutrient by law in these...
And that nutrient was?
Selenium in the infant formula.
Good for you.
Yeah. In 1990, the rate of SIDS was 154.6 per 100,000 live births. In 98, it dropped to 31 per 100,000 live births. In 2015, it dropped to 21 per 100,000 live births. In 2017, all the states are saying, we don't know why, and North Carolina was the first one.
Well, that's amazing. Doc, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website, crash it. Or call this number, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, their toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll also take your text and tweets. Tom's got that. And, of course, we'll get to your calls, and we'll have calls all of next hour with Doc Wallach as well. Doc, another story. I know you were telling us about the selenium and SIDS, and that's a great wonder that you did that. I can't believe they didn't include that ingredient with anything.
Well, it took 30 years of fighting to get them to put it into the baby formulas. They only had four minerals in the original baby formulas from the 1940s. And they didn't start calling sudden infant death syndrome until 1971. Prior to that, going all the way to the Bible days, they called it overlying, where they believed it was women rolling over and suffocating their babies to death by laying on them. And they didn't realize it was the same thing that causes the sudden heart death in these young athletes. Well, being a pathologist, when you look at the heart of these kids that died 3 months of age, and when Milan and I did those 1,700 autopsies in these kids under the age of 10. It's published in three languages, the Journal of Trace Element Research. And 200 of those 1,700 were kids under the age of 6 months that had died of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. It's the same heart disease, same deficiency heart disease that young athletes die from, like this kid, Brandon Allen, who just died days ago.
That's a sad story. Another story for you before we go to call stock. It says, a daily aspirin, the little baby aspirin, 82 milligrams, no longer recommended to prevent heart attacks in older adults who do not have a high risk or existing heart disease. What do you think of that?
Well, it's about time they figured it out, because the whole theory behind the aspirin thing was to reduce blood clots with the aspirin. And, of course, most heart attacks are not caused by thrombotic blood clots, okay, coronary thrombosis. Most heart attacks are caused by plaque in the arteries, which is inflammation from oils, olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, all those.
That clog you up, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm sorry?
It clogs you up.
Yeah, it causes inflammation, and your arteries respond by making scar tissue. There's no cholesterol in the blockage in the arteries. That was a whole false theory. And they told you to use aspirin to try and keep blood from clotting in there. Well, it was a whole false theory, and I'm glad to see that they finally caught up with it.
Let's go to some calls as they line up here for you, Doc. I've also got some email questions that have been flying in as well. Let's go to New Jersey. Vinny's with us. Vinny, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. How are you?
Fine, Vinny. Thank you.
Good. Thanks. Listen, I've been wanting to call for a while, and I'm glad I got through. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I need to know what to do for my girl. She has COPD. She's on oxygen 24/7. And I have diverticulitis, diabetes, and blood clot in my lower leg.
Okay, let's go with the girl first. How old is she?
She is 61.
Okay. Does she have any other issues like skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Oh, does she have any high blood pressure or diabetes like yourself?
She did have high blood pressure at one time, but now she's down to like 97 pounds.
Okay, is that controlled with medication, or does she just get it done by diet and exercise?
Just, I guess, with what she eats. She doesn't take medication anymore for it.
Okay, and she weighs again how much?
97 pounds.
97 pounds, okay. Well, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is caused by a lack of a hormone that causes the bronchi, the air tubes, to stay open. And so we got to give her this raw material for her lungs to make this hormone. Okay, so at 100 pounds, give or take a little bit, we'd have her get rid of all the bad stuff, and we're going to maximize absorption. No fried foods, and you're going to have to do the same thing. If you guys live together, wash your clothes together, prepare your food together, you're both going to have to eat the same diet. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, absolutely no oils and no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. At 100 pounds, I'd have her take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, get an extra bottle of the EFAs so she can take three EFAs twice a day. And
that's like the fish oil, right?
Well, the EFA pluses are the fish oil. It'll be a bottle of EFA pluses. Will be the fish oil in there too. And so I wanted to get another bottle of the EFAs by itself to go along with that. So she'll be able to take three of the EFA pluses twice a day. And the EFA pluses, which are the fish oil, she could take one with each meal. And again, stay away from all the bad foods. And let's see here. We also have from our Good Herbs division a series of herbs that actually will help dilate those airways. And it's called Healthy Lung Support. And I wanted to get one bottle of that per month, and she can use that one dose a day of the from our Good Herbs. It's a tincture. It's a liquid. And it helps support, again, the opening or the dilation of those airways. And COPD goes away fairly quickly. Now, for yourself, you said you had diabetes?
Yeah, diverticulitis, diabetes, and a blood clot in my lower chest.
Okay. Now, did you have asthma as a kid?
No.
Okay. Do you have any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask that, when you have diverticulitis, you have a gluten problem, so you need to be on the same diet as your lady, absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, and no gluten. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. You must avoid oats. Okay, it's like saying, well, I can shoot myself with a projectile. Well, no, a bullet is a projectile. No matter what you call it, it's still going to kill you if you shoot yourself with it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so no oats, no wheat, no barley, rye. And then what do you weigh, sir?
I weigh 195.
Okay, 195. I'd have you take two of those healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. Get a hold of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Get two bottles of those. You can take three of those twice a day. They will support healthy blood pressure. They'll also support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And lastly, because you have a history of blood clots, I would also get two bottles a month for Ultimate Niacin Plus. The plus part in the Ultimate Niacin Plus is an enzyme called natokinase, which dissolves blood clots. Old one, it might take a couple of months to dissolve them. New ones, they're dissolved immediately. And so this is something you're going to have to be on forever. Okay, because your body has a habit. You know, once it gets into a habit, it likes to keep doing the same thing for good or for bad. And so you have to stay on these nutrients, again, exercise or just living without supplementation and suicide. So you need to supplement forever. These things are not in our food in optimal amounts, and that's the problem. You cannot eat well, as doctors tell you to do. If you don't supplement, it'd be like putting dirt in your car and saying, I don't have to put oil in my car. There's bound to be some oil in that because that dirt's from Texas.
Yeah.
An insane person would not do that, but yet we just eat well and hope we're going to get everything we need.
Good luck, Vinny. And I know we're throwing out a lot of information. That's why I want you to call this number for backup information, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. The CBD oil, does that help anything?
Well, the CBD oil is fabulous. We have a bundle, we call it. It has three products in there. One is called Relax. It's the CBD oil with like five other herbs, and there's no THC in there, and we have a pre-hormone in there, and you will relax and sleep. I mean, you're not going to need a CPAP machine. You're not going to need my pillow. Okay, this is good stuff, okay? And it comes in a dropper. Put a dropper full under your tongue, say a half hour before bedtime. It is amazing. And then in that same package, we have a pump bottle called Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, which is the CBD oil with another three or four herbs added to it. It's topical. You add it to wherever you have pain in a joint from arthritis or a bruise or anything like that. You will get, within 10 minutes, you're going to get significant or total pain relief for 2 to 5 hours. And then there's a soft gel capsule, which is called Uplift. Okay, I take two of those twice a day. It gives you, it helps maximize brain function, really gets you up and running. Helps you, I mean, whether you're studying for your finals or tests, it's tax time, you got to go to work in the morning, you've been up all night partying, this Uplift is like out of this world. And all these are three of our five CBD oil products, and it's our Hemp FX division. We love this. There's no THC in it. It's legal in all state and most countries. And I mean, I take them all, and I take them on the road with me. It's just amazing stuff.
You get them through planes, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the dogs just run up to me and hug me and laugh and wag their tails because there's no THC in there.
No, that's right.
That'll set the dogs off or the alarms off is the THC. The CBD oil does not do that.
Tom, you've got a text or tweet for Doc. What do you have back there?
We sure do. From Karen in Washington State, I have back pain all the time. Can Doc recommend what I can do and take and exercise to help? And what specific exercise, she says, can I do to lose weight?
Okay, well, she didn't say what she weighs.
No,
she didn't.
Yeah, go by 100 pounds. So per 100 pounds of body weight, this lady's going to need one healthy brain and heart pack per month. She's also going to need, per 100 pounds of body weight, one large bottle of our glucogel, so she can take five of those twice a day, okay, per 100 pounds of body weight. And the glucogel are designed to support and promote maintenance repair of the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone banks, bone itself. She also is going to need, per 100 pounds of body weight, one bottle of our MSM tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And from a different direction, they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone breaks, bone itself. And then again, she can use that Hemp FX Soothe in that bundle. It's that pump with the cream you put on the skin over muscles or your back, and it will relieve discomfort for 2 to 5 hours. And then for the weight loss thing, just getting off all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils and glutens, she can lose 15, 20 pounds. But if she needs to really lose a lot of weight, like 50, 75, or 100 pounds, I would also add to what she's doing. Per 100 pounds of body weight, I'd have her take Rev, R-E-V. It's a dropper bottle. Put a drop under her tongue. If she needs to lose 100 pounds, I'd have her get two of those bottles of Rev, where she can put a dropper full under her tongue 15 minutes for each meal, a second dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes for each meal, and she'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And the magic is here, George, she'll never gain the weight back as long as she stays on her 90, because being overweight and obese has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. It's a deficiency of any one of the members of a certain class of nutrients. We've figured that out, and that's why we can make people lose weight without exercise. That's the beauty of what we do. You do not need to exercise to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. It was a false theory for 125 years. That's why we are the number one obese nation in the world still yet today, because the medical doctors are riding on a false theory. It is not lack of exercise and eating too much. It's a nutritional deficiency.
But exercise is good for cardio.
Well, yeah, as long as you're taking your 90 cents of nutrients, right? I actually had a call today from one of my techies up there in Baltimore, Maryland. There was a good friend running with one of my pastors up there whose life we saved. And right after their run, the friend of the pastor drops dead of a heart attack.
No.
Yeah, because he didn't supplement. You see, exercise without supplementation is suicide. That's why we came out with that CD, exercise without supplementation is suicide. Exercise is a killer, okay, unless you're supplementing perfectly. And you have to avoid all the bad foods to maximize your absorption. You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. And so exercise without supplementation, George, will kill you as soon as you're...
Well, I've heard stories of people have died on the treadmill, Doc. I mean, they're doing their thing, and they just keel over and die.
25,000 kids a year under the age of 20 drop dead of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease, a deficiency of a single nutrient. Again, Milan and I have done 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that have died of this heart attack. They're not supplementing, and it's published in three languages in the Journal of Trace Element Research. It was such a phenomenal study, nobody could believe the things we were able to prove.
Couple minutes before the break, Doc, let's go west of the Rockies. Livy's with us in Los Angeles. Hi, Liv.
Hi, George. Love your show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have problems with memory, and it's beginning to concern me. I'll put something down, and where is it? And I frantically have to look for it, and it just concerns me, and it seems to be accelerating.
Okay.
All right, losing her memory, Doc.
Okay, quick question. Do you have any, like, ringing or a tone in your ears, like noise or a whooshing?
Like tinnitus?
Yeah, tinnitus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that started January 19th, and it continues.
Okay, do you have anything like vertigo, like motion sickness with nausea, anything like that?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No. Do you have any loss of the sense of smell or taste?
Well, no, not really.
Have you ever had Bell's palsy where you had part of your face droop?
Well, yes, I have. Okay. I've had an acoustic neuroma.
Okay,
so
how much do you weigh?
Problems. How much do I weigh? About 150.
150, okay. You have several things going on here. Number one, you have osteoporosis of your skull. That's why you have all these things going on. Okay, you have osteoporosis of the skull. And you need, at 151 pounds, I need you to eat three or four eggs twice a day. They have to be soft-boiled with soft yolks, or soft poached with soft yolks, or soft scrambled in butter, no cooking in oils, no margins, nothing like that. Hard-boiled won't count. And you have to take our ultimate, let's see here, I'd have you take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. Lastly, I'd have you get, in case you have vascular dementia up in there also, I need you to get the ultimate daily classic tablets, two bottles a month. You can take three of those twice a day. That'll get blood flowing through your brain again. And between the blood flowing through your brain, all the nutrients going on, getting that cholesterol in your brain, whichever dementia you have, and there's no rule that says you can't have three or five out of the eight. You can have all three or five or all eight of them. And we're approaching all eight of these, and so you're going to see a benefit. You're going to be a great story. You're going to help a lot of people with your story.
Thanks, Liv. Good for you. Phone number again to call, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. What is Lewy's disease?
Okay, well, Lewy's disease is a form of dementia where they have Lewy body.
It's what Robin Williams had, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's a form of a dementia, one of the eight different dementias, and it's easily reversed. Okay? And I'd love to – I'm yelling out to Robin, one of my favorite comedians. I need him to contact me, and I'll be able to help him reverse that, unless he enjoys not remembering who he is.
Well, he has already passed on.
I know that, but he can still contact me.
Oh, from the other side. All right, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment more with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And the phone number again is 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO.